This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about half an hour, the Labor Department will release its December jobs report. Financial market players are poised to react, but so could policymakers at the Federal Reserve. The central bank says it'll keep interest rates near zero until the unemployment rate drops to 6.5%. It's at 7 now. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith looks at what might lie ahead for the job market this year.
After peaking near 10% in 2010, the unemployment rate has dropped pretty steadily. It started 2013 at 8% and dropped to 7% in November.
The labor market's gone from terrible to merely bad.
Justin Wolfers is an economist with the Brookings Institution.
It's been a stop-start recovery. It's taken far too long. But now it looks like we may be seeing some momentum.
Momentum is exactly what the Federal Reserve is looking for. Ken Goldstein is an economist with the Conference Board in New York.
What we got in the last few months of 2013 is fairly good and steady job growth.
Goldstein expects we will hit 6.5% unemployment this year. That's the signal for the Federal Reserve to scale back some of its support for the economy. But economist Justin Wolfers points out there are millions of long-term unemployed who are not showing up in these numbers. Many have dropped out of the labor force or given up. He says the economic impact of that population is something the Fed needs to watch as it sets policy in 2014. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.